This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nothing cheap about what happens here. This is the most expensive radio program in the world. Well, maybe not quite the most expensive, but we got lots of things going on here, lots of moving parts. And the biggest movers and shakers are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, along with the Dougster. I'm Doug Steffen. We have today to focus on. We have this moment in time to focus on. Who's just chuckled? Why are you chuckling? Today is an important day, is it not? Yes. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every day is an important day.
I didn't hear a chuckle, so I don't know who did. Yeah, I didn't hear
that
anything.
That must be the voices in your head laughing.
It's all the times you've been struck by lightning.
Elvis has left the building, though. All right, so let's get to the stories that abound from Ukraine. The people who have survived. I was looking at the story of a couple in a family. With their parents have been crammed into they were living in a car, actually, through the bombing, and they managed to get the car started, and they have moved out of, they were in, is it Mariupol? I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's been most destroyed by all the Russian bombs. And the lady said there were dead bodies everywhere. They had to drive over dead bodies in order to get out of the city, but they had hidden in the back of their car. Can you imagine living like that? I suppose there are plenty of those stories from World War II. Maybe every war has its stories like that. And then you look in your mirror and you think, what man's inhumanity to man and what it is that we do to each other in the name of what? In the name of power, control, the lustfulness that we have. It's just, I don't know, huh? It exasperated because it's not the world I grew up in, frankly. And I'm happy, I guess, about that. I grew up in a pretty, in a naive way around people who would be described today as pretty naive, focused on their own journey, focused on their own family, focused on their own home, focused on the farm. That was it. So I'm happy, though, in a manner of speaking, that I am. You ladies have a good time with me being naive about stuff, and I'm not unhappy about that. The big deal with pandemic relief, every single day, there's another example of how this sudden influx of cash has been abused by people to the tune of millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. You see the story about what's going on, the people in Broward County, Florida, who ended up breaking ground on a new hotel, 11,000 square foot spa, all of that stuff. These are ways people spent money on that was supposed to keep businesses going. Now, I don't know if you argue about...
There was a criticism in this, like, I forget, some town or something spent money on tourism, but
yeah.
Like a lot of towns were tourist towns and they lost business because of COVID. So pumping money into a tourist campaign makes sense to me to revive your economy. So I don't think they should be vilified, but there are some others that are just blatant, like prisons. Alabama's building more prisons. How is that COVID related?
Well, paying off the debt, here in Massachusetts, the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the U.S. Senate is a nonprofit.
And how do they get $5 million?
Thank you. Because
right?
Their name is Kennedy. Because it's Kennedy. That's how they get the number. That's how they got it. The name says it all. It was magic. I mean, whatever he wanted, whatever the family wants, they get. And I think that's
New York, $12 million for a minor league baseball stadium to renovate it so that the Yankees can use their future teams there. I mean, that makes sense, but that should be a different budgetary line item. That shouldn't be, right? And the hotel for $140 million in Florida. Like, this stuff is just, and then $400 million in Alabama to build new prisons, an irrigation system at golf courses in Colorado. This is the kind of stuff that makes people infuriated when they've lost their own businesses and people are on unemployment. Yeah, this is just crazy.
Yeah, right.
What's the, okay, you have to tell me this because this is in your neck of the woods. In Worcester, in Massachusetts, $300,000 is going to a museum for a cyclist?
Yeah. I don't even know who the cyclist, never heard of the cyclist before.
There's a cyclist named Major Taylor.
Major Taylor, never heard of him. Yeah.
And he was a famous black cyclist at the turn of the century. He was known as the Worcester Whirlwind. He died in 1932.
Who cares? No offense
to him or his legacy, but do we really need a museum for 300 grand?
Yeah. Well, and they can have a museum, but shouldn't it be put in on private funds? You know,
right, that's what I'm saying, like public funding for that?
GoFundMe or something, exactly. Okay, one of the good things that has come out of the pandemic is the number of books that we have been reading. Are we reading? Victoria got me a book, The Forever Dog, which is a wonderful read, and I'm taking, I'm doing
a lot of good. It's like a textbook.
Yeah, it really is of how to make sure your dog is healthy and happy. And I must say, after reading it, I do. Daisy's a little plump, and I'm trying to get her.
Only because you guys share ice cream.
Well, that's probably true.
We do share some things. The idea that she has a cruciate ligament problem with one of her back legs, and I'm getting her water therapy for that because I don't really want her to have the operation. Charlotte, my bulldog before this, had the operation, and she was out of commission for a couple of months, and it was really hard on her. But those dogs, that breeding, has the weaknesses in the structure of their legs, the hips, not the hips, their elbows, if you will.
Yeah. I would just say, like, and I love bulldogs. I think they're just really sweet. One of my best friends has one who's just awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars in vet bills. Do not adopt a bulldog or buy a bulldog puppy unless you are prepared to spend $10,000 a year.
And get the insurance.
And it's also so scary whenever your fur baby has to go under anesthesia.
Sure.
Especially a short-nosed dog like that.
Yeah, for sure.
A bulldog, yep. All right, so anyway, books the in general, I was talking, this, we got off into that, thinking about the books that I was reading, But the number is up like 21% over the previous year of number of books being sold. Now, I'm wondering if that's including Kindle and all of the things that you can use that are online, or is this actual hard
books? No, it's both, but print books had their best sales year of the decade in 2020. And so, and then in 2021, it was even better. So, I think, you know, it just a lot of people decided that they're on a computer all day with work, and then they just kind of want to read a real book. And as we just did that story with the digital amnesia, it's actually better for you to read a real book than, you know.
Explain that, will you? Explain
I prefer that a little bit. I prefer regular print books.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily, it's not really as severe when we were talking about research, and they call it the Google effect. If you're looking something up and it's easy to find just by Googling it, our brains don't retain the information. And so especially if it was really easy, to figure out what the answer is. And then it's the kind of thing where you'd have to end up looking it up multiple times because your brain just doesn't comprehend it the same way that it does if you look it up in a physical book or an encyclopedia or if you're doing, you know, other research. So that's the digital amnesia thing. I think with, I don't know if studies have been done, I'm sure they have, what the comprehension level is between reading a paper book and a Kindle. I don't know if there's a real difference there. I mean, my mom plows
Jennifer,
through,
what
like,
do you
feel?
I got
a
you
week
a Kindle a couple of weeks ago, a couple of years ago.
like 10 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, you got me the Barnes & Noble Nook. I don't even think they make them anymore. But, yeah, no, I had that, and then I did have a I was just reading off of my iPad, and I just actually got a Kindle that I haven't even fired up yet. I got it for my birthday, and I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the Paperwhite because one of my complaints is that you can't read the device outside. So, like, if you want to take it to a pool or something, if you're in bright light, you're not going to really – yeah, you're not going
to
see it.
I thought Kindle is supposed to be good at that.
Well, they have the Paperwhite or whatever. Yeah. So the Kindle that I got is now better for that. The original Kindles were not. But so I got to try that. But I also find that it's just my eyes, because I'm on screen so much, whether it's phones or computers, that my eye likes the break of just looking at the page, especially before bed. Because if I start pounding through screen stuff before I go to sleep, your brain stays turned on. So, you know, as far as travel, like I like to, when I travel, I take all my junk food books. So to not have to carry 14 books with me for vacation is great.
Yeah.
Because I'll read through them quickly on an Amazon device. But if I'm home, I like to have just a regular old book to hold. Like I have the James Patterson that I have by my bed right now if I can get
the Dolly book that she wrote.
I want to read the Dolly one. No, I want the Dolly book. No, actually, you'll laugh because, you know, everybody, you know, I'm sure you might think I wouldn't be interested, but I actually have the Bill Clinton, James Patterson book about the president gone missing.
That's supposed to be.
I read that. That's really good. That's a really good mystery. And Clinton, you can tell, gave so many details about underground everything, whether it's meeting rooms and, like, there's so much description in it.
Imagine
it's actually really
the president,
good.
The president is what they know that nobody else knows.
Yep.
And that's a movie. That's going to be made. Hasn't that been optioned for a movie? The Clinton book.
Oh, I would think so, right?
And
the Dolly
book
she's
working
on.
A lot of his books have been, though. I mean, think about that. Like, I love the Alex Cross series, and the one that doesn't get as much attention that I love even more is the Michael Bennett series. And I don't think they've done much with that one, but it's good. Mm. Both his books are just so easy to read. Like, if you take them on vacation, you can finish them in a day or two, and it's pleasurable. There's nothing
deep
about
it. My problem in reading books is I take them with me. I read them on the plane more often than not, and I carry them in these books. The ones I'm attracted to are heavy, or they're big, thick books, and you put them in your briefcase, and then when I try to sling it up into the overhead with one arm, I'm with you, Jen. I'd rather read the book, the hard back book, the cover, from cover to cover. The good news today from the Whale Lovers Department: humpback whales have returned to pre-whaling populations. Climate change and other threats climate change be damned. The whales are returning. But that's kind of good. It does have, that's an interesting and significant reality when you think about our planet and all the trouble. We look at all the waste that's in the seas, and how many animals and seafaring, creatures are being compromised. The fact that the humpbacks are doing well is a good sign, I think. That's cool. 18 after. This is the DJV Show.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now. Let's check what's going on from our social media perch here. The Twitter and Instagram account has @DJVShow, the connection, facebook.com/DJVShow. And you can reach Jennifer @JenniferHornRadio, Victoria @OnAirVictoria, and Jay @JayKushner. Pretty simple, straightforward. All right. So what's the problem with this singer here in Brazil?
Oh, so she, Vivian de Cores Pereira, has over 15 million followers who she kind of gave a public service announcement to after she suffered a medical situation. She refused to relieve gas in front of her boyfriend. They just weren't on tooting terms yet, if you will. And she, so instead of just letting
in my family
go,
we call it the fart barrier. Once you break that, you know you're in with somebody.
Yeah, well, imagine this, like, instead of just letting
my family's never broken the barrier
because she's embarrassed about it, now instead she has to take her significant other to the hospital with her, where the doctor tells her she had a buildup of toots. And she just,
how do you hold
that
them in?
That thing was not relieving it.
You should try to figure that out, Doug.
Yeah, I know, Doug. Of all people.
Wait a minute.
Try holding in the burps and the,
Why? It's not good for you.
Well, that's her point exactly.
It's natural to have gas and
so
to
just let it
go.
Rip. It's safer
exactly.
For all.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
No. Yeah.
Just tell people I have a medical condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. When they're exposed to your methane. Yeah, hello. Bing, bang, boom. And so,
I hope she's not vegan, because those are the worst farts. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah, everyone knows that. Vegan farts are the worst.
What do you mean everyone knows that?
That's like a common thing.
The beans, the broccoli,
the soy.
Beans.
So much soy.
Really? Is that what causes it? Is that because that stuff's not digestible? The stuff that comes out, the gas you have, comes because, in my case, I know what causes it. I talk and eat at the same time. So all the gas that comes when I'm eating and talking you know, that's where, what are you laughing at? That's what
I knew this story would make me super things, uncomfortable, so.
Yeah, a couple of things not to put on your farmer's only profile. The first is I talk and eat at the same time.
I got as much gas as my cow.
How do you hold in a fart, says Doug Steffen.
Well, right. But isn't that a legitimate question?
Those are two Seriously. Things you should leave off of your farmer's only dating profile.
Really? Okay, that's good to know.
I mean, props to this girl for even admitting that this is what happened to her. Because I would just say it was a strange illness that no one could diagnose.
I remember, and I'm trying to remember what the circumstance was. Bill Clinton was in some event in Vermont. I remember it.
Oh, no.
And he passed a walloping big one. And,
who got
you know, he
caught
was president.
On a live mic? Was it
Eric Swalwell?
Oh, Eric Swalwell, right? But there was somebody before that. I thought there was a Mitt Romney one.
Could have been. I can't imagine that he has any gas in his body at all. I don't know.
Well, Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little stoic.
He's just like a stick with
stick
a suit
pin.
On of some
yeah,
kind.
Stick yeah, stick a pin in it, and you'll be fine. But it's normal, and that's why people, we're having a good time with it, but gas is a part of the, and I understood, I remember once interviewing, and I don't remember why or what the circumstances were, I interviewed an undertaker, and he said,
oh,
that,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
then
no, it
die,
happens after you die.
Oh, your, the smells
oh.
after you, oh,
oh
man, yeah.
God.
Yeah,
ugh.
Really something else. The funeral parlors, that's why they have that's them. The embalming room is way in the back because of the smells. If you didn't know that, now you do as a public service of the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is in Europe today meeting with NATO leaders. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters ahead of the summit in Brussels.
I expect leaders will call on China to live up to its responsibilities as a member of the UN Security Council, refrain from supporting Russia's war effort, and join the rest of the world in calling for an immediate peaceful end to this war.
Japanese military officials announced North Korea tested an intercontinental ballistic missile on Thursday for the first time since 2017. Japan says it flew an altitude of 3,728 miles and covered a distance of almost 600 miles, falling harmlessly into the sea. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearing continues today. We are USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's inability to define a woman has Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax saying, if nominated, she would be a part of the problem in America.
You know, I think that there is some defense for the difficulty in making sentencing judgments on things. I haven't looked at the individual cases they're referring to, and I think most of them did get many years in prison. My main objection has been to her, I think, just sort of inability to answer even the simplest questions. You know, Senator Blackburn asked her a question and said, can you define a woman? Well, if you're not even willing to answer that question, and many of the questions she's been unwilling to answer, but if you can't answer the question, what is a woman, or the definition of a woman, how's she going to adjudicate Title IX cases that have to do with women? I mean, it's just an amazing insult. And if she can't define women, I think she's going to be part of the problem.
America says goodbye to one of our beloved treasures. John Hunt reports.
Madeleine Albright, the first female to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has died of cancer. She was 84. President Bill Clinton chose Albright as America's top diplomat in 1996, and she served in that capacity for the last 4 years of his administration. At the time, she was the highest-ranking woman in the history of U.S. government. However, she was not in line of succession for the presidency because she was a native of Czechoslovakia.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good times being had by all. 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, that's me with Jennifer Horn. She's over there. Victoria Keelan is in her corner. Jay Kirshner in a corner as well. We're all here in our corners, raring to go with all kinds of silly stuff and serious stuff. I don't know. This comes from the good department, I guess. I was mentioning the Gallup poll, which suggests that we're doing well. 82% approval rating in Albania. So that's one
we
of the NATO
huge
countries.
In Albania.
Big in Albania.
Right,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Albania's not a bad place.
Yeah. Weren't you going to go there a couple years ago?
Yes, I was. I was going to go because the resistance to the Iranians was headquartered
right.
there.
Right. Yeah, and I'm happy we talked you out of that.
Yeah. Yes, you did, in fact. Okay. The price of inflation, the price of war, the price of our relationship with China, price of COVID, all of these things are tied up. And if you, there was a gas station in Framingham yesterday, instead of the price for unleaded and unleaded plus being up, you know, you drive by a service station and it has the price of the gasoline. Instead of having a number, the unleaded price was ARM, and the plus price was LEG, and 9/10. So,
you know, okay, so I've been seeing that floating around on social media. There's also one, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I've seen it primarily on Facebook, where someone says, don't worry, I'm okay, but last night I was robbed at the gas station. I called the police, and when they came, they asked me if I had seen who did it, and I had to admit it was pump number 3.
Yeah. And then the other things that are getting costlier, clothing, the prices are way up, cars, good God. Grocery prices, though, that's the worst. I was in the grocery store the other day, $160 for 2 bags of groceries. And it was fruit, you know, the usual stuff that
I
get.
Well, the expensive stuff, yeah.
Yeah, right. But it is still everything across the board. You're not going to find anything.
Produce is really expensive right now.
It is. Yep, it is. All the more reason to support your local farmer. But how can we do that when the United States last year lost 17,000 square miles of farm? We'll repeat that. Last year, the United States, this is in part due to homes, the population growth, all the people coming into our country, not the births. Our birth rate of in America is flat. But the people coming into our country are absorbing, or the effectiveness of them being able to, they take lesser, least expensive housing, and those people then go to the next level, and it goes up and up and up. But imagine losing 17,800 square miles of open space. And this, by the way, that's the equivalent of the state of Maryland. We lost that much land last year to development.
But what is the real... So it's development, because I know that one of the big stories that have been happening in my home state of California is that a lot of farmers left, a lot of, like, almond farmers. California almonds are big because they couldn't get water.
Yeah.
Water would be, you know, they started charging the heck out of these people. They have a lot of regulations and stuff that if you drive up and down the 5 freeway, you'll see this, this California Dust Bowl brought to you by Sacramento. I mean, people just felt like they were totally betrayed, farmers by Sacramento. So a lot of them left, and I would imagine that accounts for some of the vacated farmland as well,
this
right?
This is a study by the American Farmland Trust, of which I am a member and a supporter. The organization works to create and conserve agricultural lands. But they're going backwards because, they have actually, though, over the course of time since World War II, they've saved 6.5 million acres of land for agriculture. See, this is not, I don't want to sound harsh. I don't really give a damn, though, about open space just for the sake of having open space. It's good that we have it here in my community. We've devoted a lot of time and effort. I'm on the Conservation Preservation Committee, and we're looking at land that we can save because there isn't a lot for the town our size. We don't have a lot of open recreational space. But, you know, sometimes people confuse that, and they want to put conservation restrictions on farmland, and farmers don't do it, and then they look bad because people say, oh, the farmers don't want to save land. Yeah, they do, but they don't want a conservation restriction on it because that means every Tom, Dick, and Harry in town can wander around the farm, leave the gates open, the cows get out. I've been through that. No, that's not the way to conserve land in terms of working with agriculture. But the thing that is most shocking when you think about how grocery prices have gone up and the fact that we used to be the breadbasket of the world, I have said this many times, and I used to apply the year 2050 to it, but the way things are going, even by the year 2040, instead of being the breadbasket for the world, we'll be damn lucky if we can feed ourselves. And I don't know who's, because there's so many people off the farm and disassociated with the means of food production, people don't get it. They get it when they don't see anything on the shelves in the grocery store. They get it then. But we keep losing land like this. This is very problematic. And something, you know, talk about the bells, the alarm bells. I'm not overemphasizing this. And so the question comes, what's the U.S. Department of Agriculture doing about it? They're trying to save land up in Alaska. Okay, that's great, except nothing grows in Alaska that amounts to anything because their growing season is about 5 minutes. So you know, what, why are we, it's the common sense. The other thing that is being done that I think is appropriate, because, and I say this because a lot of people don't consider or didn't used to consider fishing as a form of farming. But fishing is a form of farming, and there's a lot of attention being given, as we were talking quickly about the whales, the humpback whales that seem to be now thriving and surviving, even though they're looking, they're moving around looking for colder water, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The idea of having a lot of the fishermen couldn't make it work during the pandemic, so a lot of the areas that were overfished sort of have had a chance to recover. How long that's going to last remains to be seen, because more and more people are eating fish and things from the sea, because that's what's available. You know, there's a big emphasis now in the cattle business. There's a huge emphasis on ranches out west to grow more beef. And one of the things that has gotten in the way of growing more beef is our, we were laughing about methane gas in the last half hour, but, you know, the methane thing with environmentalists, some of these cuckamongers who don't get it, they don't get it. You know, I happen not to eat meat, but that's my choice. The beef business is important for protein and for, you know, just general culinary interests. And there is pushback in a lot of places to having beef. If you live in a community, well, if you live in a state like Massachusetts, where there are a lot of environmental yahoos around, and they'll go around and actually protest outside the farm, telling the farmers and the people in the community to stop growing beef because it's bad for the atmosphere. There's no lack of common sense when people who are well-intentioned and they have one cause don't see the rest of the picture. And so anyway, but the big message here, and I don't want to, I could hammer away at this for hours, the fact that we lost 17,000 square miles of farmland is very dangerous, very dangerous. Okay, so let's see. Joe Biden and his trip to the NATO countries and how much better people feel about us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things he's been on the last couple of days is the threat of the Russian cyber attack. Is talking about it good? Is talking about it, does that put the rest of, well, if they know we're going to do it, then we probably shouldn't do it? Or does that,
it's a warning to private. His warning, the reason he was talking about it so much is he met with over, well, the administration met with over 100 private companies in the states to warn them that they've got to, you know, they had a deadline of like 6 months if they were government contractors, but a lot of them missed that deadline to up because that's how far behind they were with cybersecurity. So I think it is really important to talk about. I mean, just think about it like in our daily lives, right? How often do we talk about, you know, don't click on that, Doug. Don't fall for clickbait. You know, right. I mean, every day at some point, one of us is telling you, you know, you might get spammed or, you know, who knows what you could have your computer hacked. So I think talking about it is really important. It's a constant reminder that this is personal safety. You know, you look both ways before you cross the street. It's the same thing now with cybersecurity. You've got to have your own protection.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I was looking at scams, you know, Steve Wiseman, who is a fellow that we have on the countdown every week, and whenever there's a legal question, I invite him to come on this program, sent me a note about skincare scams. And I'm talking about it now because you did a podcast for quite a long time called Beauty Pop, and I'm sure you came across some of these things.
What's a skincare scam? Yeah, what did he mention?
Skincare products and fragrances, mostly on Amazon, are counterfeit.
Oh, yes. Fake stuff. Yeah.
And can be dangerous. I got an eye infection because I thought I was buying Lancome mascara from Amazon, and it was definitely not.
Some cheap stuff produced in China.
A lot of knockoffs.
Skin, there's all kinds of rashes and things that have developed, and every one of them have been made in China. Every single one of them, because there's no oversight on ingredients.
Yep.
They include, these things have lead in them and arsenic and dangerous chemicals.
And what's funny is most of them aren't any cheaper. Like, you can look, let's just use Lancome mascara. You would find it at the same price on Amazon.
But what's Amazon's responsibility here? They just
that's the
wash their hands of it? Or, I mean, this is back to why the hell would you buy stuff on Amazon?
I don't know how they can make more awareness. I think you have to look at where the manufacturer is. If you're not seeing it coming from like a reputable source, or because it always says about the seller. So if you don't see it, you just have to be smart and look and see where the seller is. And a lot of us just go through. I'm included in this, by the way. I just go through and say, okay, this is what I need. Click, 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 click. Assuming you're getting it right. But it's an extra step now, like everything else, to keep yourself safe, because everybody is looking to find a victim.
And in league with that, Jergens recalling one of its lotions because it may have bacteria in it that could cause infections in immunocompromised people. This is Ultra Healing Moisturizer, which is a popular product. It's marketed as the 48-hour moisturizer. You put it on dry skin and it fixes it all up. So the Food and Drug Administration says that it may have... Oh, man, am I going to pronounce this correctly? Victoria's looking at it as well. Pleurobacter jirgovir. What difference does it make what it's called? It's a type of bacteria that has medical risk. Oh, well, if you're healthy, it doesn't have much. You don't have to worry about it. But if you got a bad immune system, man, you're in trouble if you put this stuff on your skin. So it's called Jergens Ultra Healing Moisturizer. And it's made in China or is it made here? That's what I want to know.
I think it's made here, but this is one of their more popular lotions. And a lot of older people, you know, as you get older, your skin gets very thin and dry. And so a lot of older people rely on this. So, yeah, this is definitely... Check grandma's, your parents and grandma's cabinet.
Jergens lotion. All right, that's that story. It's 47 after, almost 48 past on the DJV program.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Crit this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so,
please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. DJV Health in the Focus, and questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. Beautiful place, easy to get to with all the new roads. I found that out. As long as you don't run into some roadworks on your way to Ken's office. So let's go. We were talking about sleeping. Sleep has been on people's mind because of daylight savings time, and when, you know, whether it's bad or good or all of those things. There has also been a discussion we have frequently mentioned on our DJV health programs, Ken, about the number of hours that are required to have good body health. Like 7 to 8 hours, I think, is what you say is recommended.
6 to 7 was the most recent study. We talked about that.
6 to 7, right.
2 months ago.
Yeah. All right. So then there is a, there's a study out that, that points to, this is something I just saw in the American Heart Association Journal, finding that people who sleep for more than 8 hours are more likely to die prematurely than folks who sleep the recommended 7 hours, as you were suggesting.
What we find is that if you look in general and you ask people how much they sleep, and the ones who tell you they sleep more than 8 hours, they don't do as well. The study doesn't look at assigning people the amount of sleeping they must do. It seems that people who have to sleep more and answer the question more than 8 hours, those are the people who are in less good health, as opposed to saying, I'm going to go to bed tonight. Not that I need it, but I'm going to stay in bed an extra hour or two because it might improve my health. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do. If you're rested, you're going to know whether you feel rested. And
Correct. That's
it, you know.
So that's the key, is staying in bed and getting out and feeling rested. And for most, it takes 6 to 7 hours. And if you need to stay more than 8 to get rested, that's where the red flag goes up.
So here's the fun part of all of this. I have whittled it down because on the radio, I've been getting up. Most of my career has been in morning radio. And so over the years, I've figured out when I'm groggy, it's if I get less than 6 hours and 16 minutes of sleep. If I get over 6 hours and 16 minutes of sleep, I feel fine. And then I take a nap. Now, I wonder, the other question here is, if you get, let's say, 6 to 7 hours, and then you take a nap, is that damaging? Because that's pretty much what I do almost every day, a quick 20, 30-minute nap.
It depends whether you feel you need it. If you're still getting closer to the 6 hours, and then you're getting a little more, so you're not going beyond 8, definitely total in what you're doing. But you're listening to your body, and I think it's I think the most important thing, Doug, is listening to the body. And if the body is asking for rest, give it the rest. That's what the most important thing.
Let's talk about Alzheimer's and dementia. A lot of Americans are concerned about the signs. As you are happy to tell me, and so is everybody else who examines me, I'm in great shape, ... for my age. So as part of aging, I forget once in a while things. I'm not great at remembering names, but I never was. But yet now I'm harder on myself because I forget the stuff than I was 30, 40 years ago when I forgot the same stuff. But I didn't think it made any difference.
The message the Alzheimer's Association is trying to deliver this week to everybody is the fact that they did some polling, sampling of the American population, and the Alzheimer's Association believes there's a lot of misunderstanding about early signs of dementia and normal aging. And people, suddenly, as they're getting a little older, they don't remember where the car keys are, where they left their phones, they're missing appointments. In the past, they were, you know, some people are never good with names, and so that's okay. But let's say they were really good with names, and now it's getting a little harder to remember names. The key is the change. And often when these little changes in memory start occurring, people will often just say, oh, it's just a senior moment, or I'm getting older. And what the Alzheimer's Association is trying to say is that this is not normal aging. This is actually an early sign of dementia. And a lot of it is potentially reversible and needs to be looked at. So the point Alzheimer's Association is trying to make is just don't assume that these small changes in memory are just from aging, senior moments, that they need to be checked out, because many times with some course correction, changes in lifestyle, these can be reversed.
All right, there it is. The answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.